The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, Chloe back again. This week, I thought I would do something a little bit different. Back in 2024, I know, that seemed ages ago, I wrote my podcast each week on a new decade, starting from the Victorian era. But of course, there was one that I wasn't entirely happy about. So now I give you the new and improved version of that podcast. The Titanic set sail from Southampton, its first maiden voyage to New York on the 10th of April 1912, run by a company called White Star Line. It took across the water an amazing 2,200 passengers in total, each hoping to create a new life in New York once it arrives on the 17th. Unfortunately, as the story goes, the Titanic never arrived in New York, having hit an iceberg while crossing in the Atlantic, scraping the starboard side of the vessel on impact. It sank on the 15th of April 1912, taking 2 hours and 40 minutes to eventually sink completely. Out of the 2,000 passengers, only 706 of them survived. Aboard the Titanic, cabins and dining areas were divided by social class, depending on how much money a person had. These were first, second and third class, similar to train carriages. A first class ticket in 1912 would have been about £30 cheapest, which in slave money would have been about £3,000. Later on, after the sinking of the ship, a film starring Leo DiCaprio, I think you might know him, and Kate Winslet in 1997, called, unimaginably, Titanic, of course. Although this is an fictional adaptation to the story of the Titanic, the message behind it is still clear. Real people died on the decks of the Titanic, and now it is important to remember the lives and the lives they want to achieve in New York. I know this week has gone in a little bit of a different direction, but I hope you enjoy.